The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 9th day of December, 2019. How are we doing there, Stevie Chinarino?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Well, somebody asked somebody asked me that question. I put my physical being, body, outlook, whatever, kind of in the scope of who I am and what I do. Somebody asked me that question now. I just look at them and go, okay, thank you for your social amenity. Now, do you want to hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth? But you can't handle the truth. Yeah. Well, somebody is finally getting serious in this country. Now, folks, a lot of you out there don't know me from a hole in the ground. You might have joined maybe 4 or 6 months ago listening to this program. Some of you poor folks have endured me for 27 years. It's to those that know who and what I am and what we've done throughout the years that I speak to now. I'm not disincluding you guys, you new guys, but it's always in contextual history that therein lies the bones of humanity. Boy, I ought to write that down. That sounded pretty profound. Yeah. Over in Tazewell, Virginia, the Tazewell County joined the ranks of the Second Amendment sanctuary counties on Tuesday. But they took it a step further, Steve. Before a crowd of more than 200, the Board of Supervisors unanimously passed two resolutions during their meeting on Tuesday night. The Second Amendment Sanctuary Resolution and a resolution promoting the order of the militia within the Tazewell County both passed to loud cheers from a crowd that overflowed the 189-seat boardroom by 11. Okay. Board Chairman Travis Hackworth announced at the beginning of the meeting that both resolutions would be unanimously passed. The militia resolution was approved on a poll earlier this month, but county residents via Facebook and other means kept asking for the sanctuary resolution as well. Hackworth said that board members started getting messages from the state legislators. Uh-oh, you want to get the attention of the state and the federal boys? Do something like this, and it didn't take long for them to take note. As I started to say, Hackworth said board members started getting messages from state legislators following the November 5th election, which saw Democrats take control of both houses of delegates and the state Senate for the first time in 25 years. He said elected officials expressed concern that the legislation might pass that would chip away at the Second Amendment rights. Southern District Supervisor Mike Himes contacted interim county attorney Chase Collins and had him get a copy of the sanctuary county legislation passed in Carroll County, one of the first counties in the state to pass a resolution protecting gun rights and similar resolutions from other localities, up to including the Fed. We went through them with three attorneys. It was not our intent to water down anything. We wanted something with teeth in it, sometimes we could use to file injunctions and defend in court, according to Hackworth. County Administrator Eric Young, one of the attorneys along with Collins and Eric Whitesell, who helped draft the ordinances, said the resolutions allow the county to take action in the event that state or federal laws are passed violating the Second Amendment. This brings new meaning to the term, think locally, act globally. Board members Charlie Stacy, also an attorney, praised the citizen for their knowledge of upcoming bills in the state legislature. This board is blessed with three lawyers, and they designed a strategy to win in a court of law. He said the ordinances approved by the board allow the county to challenge any resolution in the state or federal court. The resolution is truly designed to allow us to hire lawyers to see that laws infringing on the Second Amendment never last any longer than it takes a court to remove them. Now, both resolutions call for the elimination of funding to any enforcement of laws that infringe upon the rights of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms. Well, see, here's the lawyer's trick, folks. They'll pass laws making the law-abiding citizens non-law-abiding. That's how this stuff works. Now, Stacy and other board members said a concern that state leaders might cut off funding to the county or remove elected officials who refuse to enforce state prompted them to pass the militia ordinance. Ooh, something with teeth in it. Our position in Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia reserves the right to order militia to the localities. According to Young, therefore, counties, not the state, determine what type of arms may be carried in their territory and by whom, so we're ordering the militia by making sure everyone can own a weapon. You see the trap here, Steve?
I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I taking you away from something there?
No, I just turned a fan on. I was getting kind of hot back here. You know, I live down here in steamy Florida.
Oh, well.
I just turned a fan
on. Don't lament being in God's waiting room
and then
complain about
the
heat and humidity. Jeez! You could be out there in the dry air in California dodging fires right now, being toasty, warm and low humidity.
It's a little warm. It's a little warm in the house.
Okay. All right. Well, here in Texas, it was 85 degrees, so you ain't got nothing on us.
We'll be 85 tomorrow.
Okay. Now, in answer to my question, do you see the trap here?
Yeah, I do. I do see the trap. And we talked about that earlier today. And the militias here, the politicians don't quite understand the Second Amendment. I think we both agree they don't. And Vinny and I talked about this. And in the Second Amendment, we have to have the ability to defend ourselves if we actually have a rogue government and we have a tyrannical government. We have to have equal fighting power. Now, we hope we never get to that point. I surely hope we don't. We never get to that point. But that's exactly what the Second Amendment is all about. And but the militias have been given a label to be, well, not patriotic, rogue,
anti-government,
tyrannical themselves. Mm. And that where it's necessary for us to be armed to the tooth because we don't trust this government. Well, I mean, be honest with you, John, why do you trust this government? We've seen in any country that has taken away firearms from legal citizens, we see what happens. They abuse their citizens, correct?
Yeah, that's putting it mildly.
Yeah. They abuse their citizens. So this is our reassurance, and that, like I said, nobody wants to go down this road, that I don't want to take on my government with a firearm. I really don't. I was hoping that would never, ever happen, but we've seen a lot of abuses in this government. We've seen a lot of abuses that we thought we'd never see in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Well, and so this is my reassurance. This is our reassurance to make sure that they don't abuse us.
Okay. But the trap that I see here is our position is that Article 1, Section 13 of the Constitution of Virginia reserves the right to order militia to the localities. Okay. Therefore, counties, not the state, determine what types of arms may be carried in their territory and by whom. So we're ordering the militia by making sure everyone can own a weapon. Here's the dichotomy. Here's the problem with the argument. It was the same argument that was brought up in that handgun case in Washington, D.C., hyphens and who are the militia and is this an individual protected right or is this just a state mechanism to order up the militia outside of National Guard or federal troops, if you will. But whose stead are they going to be enforcing whatever? Basically throwing their weight and their bullets around. Well, we're seeing this already. Remember me warning people, Steve, that look, these corporations, these county board supervisors or whatever they are acting and heretofore have been acting in, well, kind of a contra, I can't think of the right term, unconstitutionally, because they're going in there and banning weapons, saying, okay, this is what the board is ordering, and we're ordering citizens to do this, to do that, to do this. And but in controversy here is the state government and federal government laws. So if the state says, no, this is now the law, it's been amended or changed, and the Fed is saying the same thing, well, this has already been used by people and within these various governmental structures going all the way down to county, is they can, if they have the consensus of the governed in their newfound democracy, they can do whatever the hell they want to do as long as the assent of 51% of those people are given. It's given. No. And here again, we go back to the argument, do we have an individual right to protect ourselves, or is this via the militia? And the unorganized, along with the organized militia, is at the behest of the state. Now they're taking this down to a county. I'm not arguing that, well, I'm thank God, a county in this country, when faced with the most egregious of governors, newly elected asset down there in Virginia, they would have to take such a measure. But here's the problem with it again. Just as I've said before, we have little escape routes. We have temporary sanctuary. There are emotional spaces and places that we can run to pat ourselves on the back to tell us, oh, what a good job we've done, because we've recognized the evil and we're here in our little tribe in any county, USA, and we're going to protect ourselves. In the meantime, the rest of the system is running rampant over you and everything that we hold dear. I'm not arguing against the fight. I'm arguing how the fight's being presented.
Well, let me ask you something, John. Let me step back a second here. Now, the term militia, is that a negative or is that a positive connotation? Is that a negative label or a positive label? Well, because I see the government using it as a negative label. Just the word alone, militia, is not a good word in their eyes.
Well, and we had militia hearings, and nobody remembers this. We had hearings on the militias back in the 90s, and people like Dianne Feinstein and Senator Cole, and even the dead guy, Thompson. We all had this hearing in Washington, D.C., and the great senators of the United States of America really wanted to know what this whole militia thing was all about. Mm-hmm. And we gave an earful. I mean, an abject in your ear hole. Did it make any difference? No. No. Did it attract the attention of law enforcement from across this country? The first time that I saw the New Jersey State Police uniform, I thought I was transported back to Nazi Germany. And it was kind of fascinating, because who was there in observance? Because there had been many accusations made about this militia, are they anti-government, this, that, and the other. And I'm looking at all this, and I thought, you know what? We had a lawyer in tow. We had John Trockman from the militia of Montana and his sidekick. In my estimation, his sidekick should not have been there, or the lawyer should not have been there. Mark Hornkey was precluded from being on that panel, and we had the Michigan militia guy up there in his stead, or at least he should have been right there. But none of that took place, but it was interesting, and I just paid attention to what was going on around there. And by the way, the lawyer that gave testimony and was there for the militias, these hearings were set up in, I think, the Brown Building. The day we got there, we were told that the hearings had been canceled until the following day. So we were all there, nothing much to do except look at each other. And, well, we were all together, and we were sitting around this huge table. You know these kind of tables that they have at banquet centers? Mm-hmm. And there was an attorney present. So I thought to myself, you know, I got to find out what's on this guy's mind. So I asked him what he was drinking. And I Nobody else was drinking anything except water and coffee, and I said, gentlemen, the day's activities has been shut down. We're going to have a chance tomorrow. And I asked the attorney, what are you drinking? He says, oh, scotch and soda. So I scotched and soda'd him, not once, not twice, three times, four times. And I was right there with him, but with instructions when I left that room, this is not a waitered service. When I went to the bar to order my drink, I ordered him to give me half shots. So four drinks later, I only had the equivalent of two drinks. Four drinks later, he had the equivalent of eight drinks. So I figured I got the guy oiled up pretty well, right? So I asked him the all-important question. What do you think is going to happen out of this whole militia hearing thing? He says, you guys will be crushed in a matter of days. And I stopped and I smiled at him and looked at him. I said, thank you for your response. And then I caught the expressions on the people that were in attendance. And they're all standing there dumbstruck, mouths dropped, like they expected something else out of this guy's mouth. And I just stood up and I looked at them all and I said, attorney, when one of the people here that was there to set up the militia, that actually started the militia, wasn't allowed to give testimony, and still we get this attorney, bar card carrying guy up there, in a guy's stead that was the one that was starting the militias. He's the one that should be answering the questions to these inquisitive senators. But everybody forgets that day. He actually believed, and we got flack. Oh, trust me on this one, Steve. I got flack for months afterwards because during our travels, going to conventions, giving talks, this, that, and the other, that's when the ne'er-do-wells were coming out of the closet. And that's when we identified a lot of the deeply emplaced, embedded guys that were really working on the other side. So much so that I was cornered in empty warehouses. I was demanded to know exactly what I thought and what my plans were and this, that, and the other. And I said, who are you to ask me? And as it turns out, they were actually working for the federal government. No big surprise there. But this issue of militia, it's been one close to my heart for a number of years. And the action's already been taken by the ne'er-do-wells because they use those county councils, city, town councils, whatever form of government, the lowest echelons of government they have in their respective counties, they've been using that as a weapon to wield against the Constitution. They figure as long as we have the consent of the governed, we can do anything we want, save for the fact that they're violating state and federal constitution. So, this goes on to say, the sanctuary resolution cites the Second Amendment to the Constitution, which states the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Himes said he knew what the constituents wanted and asked for an amendment last month. We live in an area where the nearest deputy might be 45 minutes away. People feel they need to have a gun to protect themselves and their property. In addition to allowing the county to order a militia, the ordinance calls for concealed weapons training for all residents of the county who are eligible to own a gun and teaching of firearms safety in public schools. Now, this sounds, and again, I'm not arguing against this. I am just throwing out a word of caution. Sheriff Bryan, I do believe Hyatt, H-I-E-A-T-T, Hyatt, newly elected Commonwealth's attorney, Chris Plaster. You notice these names are kind of odd?
Yeah. Kind of.
Both expressed their support for the resolutions and belief that the Constitution of the United States supersedes state laws. Okay. The belief the Constitution of the United States supersedes state laws? In addition, in response, by the way, Jim Grant wrote this, a proposed anti-gun legislation in Virginia, many of its cities and counties have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. Let's take this break, folks, because this is important. This is the first time, to my knowledge, that a state governmental agency, specifically county, has said, okay, we're going to ordain the militias, but they're going to be at our beck and call. Armed with three attorneys? Yeah, there's my problem right there. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Somewhere, I know
I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again to you. Now, the background on this, Steve, in response to the wave of proposed anti-gun legislation in Virginia, many of the cities and counties have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. One county in particular took it a step further as the December 3rd County Board of Supervisors regular meeting. That's what I've just been describing to you fine folks. In addition to passing their Second Amendment sanctuary resolution, the county also passed a militia resolution. The resolution formalizes the creation, maintenance of a de facto civilian militia in the county of Tazewell. And to get a better understanding why the council members passed this resolution, Firearms News reached out to one of its members, Thomas Lester. Lester is a member of the council as well as a professor of American history and political science. The question was asked of Mr. Lester, what are the reasons behind passing this new resolution and what does it mean for the people of Tazewell County? Lester responded, "We understand the implications of this new resolution are potentially enormous, but we also understand the political importance of making the county a Second Amendment sanctuary. Declaring our county a Second Amendment sanctuary is a great first step. However, Virginia is unique because of its constitution. Under Article 1, Section 13 of the Virginia Constitution, they must maintain a well-regulated militia composed of the people to validate its authority." Well, and we've been led to believe, Steve, that, well, we got a National Guard. don't we? We got.
Yeah, but that's not a militia of the people.
That's exactly right. That is
that's
in
a
command.
Militia of the military. Speaking of which, I was just thinking about your parting comments before the commercial break, and it appears that there's a different definition held by both sides here of what is militia. Mm-hmm. Now, the militia, the civilian militia that you and I understand, doesn't hold the hand of the would-be, could-be oppressors. And that's what I see. They're trying to say, they're trying to merge it as one to say, well, you know, you can work with us and basically pull you away from the objective to say, put the blinders on, essentially saying that, you know, take you into their confidence that you will not unify and be able to oppress and push back on them. They bring you in. So I see there's a difference of the definition itself as militia. What is militia?
Right.
Versus civilian versus the National Guard is not a militia. It's not. It is not a civilian militia. It does not serve the militia, the civilian population.
Well,
it is a government entity.
Well, and Steve, we had militia back in the revolutionary days of this country.
Right.
And what did the powers that be, the regular army guys, well, they co-opted militia and demanded that they stand in line like the British when they march across the field of battle and be shot like the damn Brits.
Right.
And the militia guys said, wait a minute here. Your Continental Army, all you've done is change the color of the uniform, but the tactics are exactly the same. Let us show you what we can do when we're hiding behind the hedgerows and in trees and in little foxholes, picking them off one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well. And that's what a lot of people forget, that, well, these were country folks. These were people with long rifles that could shoot the eyes out of a, I don't know, an ant at, 100 yards with their old long guns.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys said, wait a minute here. We didn't volunteer for this to be slaughtered under your rule. And the militias were quite effective during the Revolutionary War because they fell outside that box of going, these are the rules of war, to stand up and get shot like a human moving target? We don't think so.
All right.
At any rate, getting back to this, it's a great first step, Second Amendment sanctuary, but this is a political subdivision of the legislature from which VA politicians derive authority expressly stated in the VA Constitution. This subsection makes it the responsibility of counties to maintain a militia, not a National Guard or other standing army. Ooh, now we're getting a little bit closer as to what these militias, the unorganized militia, is all about. This is because the purpose of the militia is not just to protect the county from domestic danger, but also protect the county from any sort of tyrannical actions from the federal government. Our Constitution is designed to allow them to use an armed militia as needed. If the federal government takes away those arms, it prevents the county from fulfilling their constitutional duties, but this is not limited to just our county, but also is a part of the network of sister counties showing solidarity for both Virginia's and the American Constitution. Now, as for the people, our militia resolution will be funding firearm safety and training for all our county citizens, the ROTC and the public school systems, as well as the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. These preparations are done to prepare our citizens to be able to become de facto militiamen if need be. Whoa. And here is the actual law, the Constitution of Virginia, Article 1, Section 13, Militia, Standing Armies, and Military Subordinate to Civilian Power. That a well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people trained to arms is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. Therefore, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That standing armies in time of peace should be avoided as dangerous to liberty. And that in all cases, the military should be under strict subordination to and governed by civil power. But who are those people claiming that they're in control of the civil power? The very same people that have been playing games with your rights to begin with. Ha! Wow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back, you know, a lot of people, Steve.
Yes,
they weren't aware of what we were doing back in the 90s, and what this was in response to was this was over the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. Now, we could have paraded out a bunch of other reasons for forming the militias for the furtherance of the real law, a Republican form of government. And folks, don't get that confused with these critters that call themselves Republicans in the District of Criminals or even in your state legislatures. They wouldn't know the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper. Isn't it fascinating? And I know you were watching the impeachment proceedings today. And Steve, thank you very much. You've sucked me into your world.
Circus.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, and they're again recounting the Constitution, and we're all for the Constitution and the preservation of this democracy. And then they turn around and you told me that one of these creatures actually used the term Constitutional Republic.
Constitutional Republic, yeah. One time, yeah.
One time. But then my response was, well, keep a video track record of what this person says in front of a recording device or a camera next week. We'll be right back to democracy. And herein lies the problem, because we have people that are dedicated to the proposition that this form of government must be overthrown, and it's well on its way. Would you agree with that?
I would. Well, question, going back to the 90s, when you formed the militias, was it the term militia kookify, was a conspiracy theorist type thing that was necessary, or was it sound and it was necessary following the Constitution, or was it kookified, John?
Well, as Mark Kornke was doing Sam Donaldson for ABC, and Mark was very good at confounding the talking heads, he was doing that, and I was doing the McNeil Lehrer Hour on PBS. And they'd sent a crew down, and they did not interview both of us. He was done by ABC, I was done by PBS, and a cordial group of people that came down, and they just wanted to know why this militia was starting. And again, as I started to explain here, this was over the Second Amendment. We had seen what? Who was in the White House at the time? Oh, that's right, Bill Clinton. Attorney General Butch Janet Reno, as she's lovingly referred to. May God rest her perverted, oversized soul. But and what county was she from?
She was ugly, wasn't she? Yeah. She was ugly, John.
Well, and she was so ugly she had to pay female prostitutes to feed her lesbian activities.
She was hideously ugly. She was an ugly woman.
Well, think of yourself this way. If you were a lesbian, would you coddle up to something like that?
No. That's why the night was invented, and that's why alcohol was invented.
That's right. And cash was invented to pay the hookers to service your perverted needs. And that's what that woman was about. But that's not the point of this. Okay. The point of it was that people responded because they were saying the exact same thing back in the 90s that they're saying again here in the 21st century. Oh, we're going to ban these evil assault weapons, you know, with the extended grips and those magazines that carry all those rounds. These assault weapons, when they are truly not, by definition, an assault weapon. They're considered a long rifle, a single-shot long rifle, no matter how they look. All guns do the same thing, Steve. They all spit out bullets. Yep. What they're trying to do is to, they're trying to get in there and whittle down as to what a useful, and of course, here's the term that they always use. We must balance our form of government with public safety needs. Therein lies the rub. So their idea of making a safe society is to take all the guns away so we don't have any means to shoot each other. Okay, well, the law-abiding citizens in this country, Steve, what don't they do? They don't shoot people. They don't use firearms and commissions of felonies. They do not steal, rob, murder, rape at the point of a gun. These are law-abiding citizens, and a lot of us have begrudgingly these firearms and ammunition and all the tools of necessary violence when need be stuffed away in our closets. It's part and parcel of being America. If you want to maintain freedom, the only way to do it is through force. They knew it, and we knew it all these years. So here it comes back around again. And the article seems to suggest here that the other side didn't see this coming. Oh, horse manure. This whole damn system is run by nothing but card-carrying lawyers. That they're first. These lawyers don't line up and say, oh, you know, we're for the people, the constitutional people, and we stand right behind you. No, they're going to stand next to us to serve as our mouthpieces. And these are the people you cannot control because it's the system that they created. All this seems like a bunch of fun and games to them. We'll find a way around this. Just like George Bush told the guy that ran England, Tony Blair, we'll get around that militia. We'll get around that Second Amendment thing. Don't worry about it. No.
John, that's kind of the hard sell for these liberals to generalize that we need to take all the firearms, because there are millions and millions of law-abiding citizens who simply believe they have the right to protect their castle, and we do. And these are the same ones, the same hypocrites that would like to take your firearm, but then they have hired guards and they have security, the top-notch security. So, you know, I think the average Joe on the street, John, sees this, the hypocrisy of these politicians who said, not for you, but okay for us. And that's what's nice, is that people do see through the BS of these politicians who want to take, but then exempt themselves from the process themselves.
But do they? Because here again, we're sitting outside of their little brain trust, and we're trying to imagine how they're thinking and how they're arriving at their line of thinking. Let me give you an example. Who do you think was the best James Bond in all the giant James Bond movies? Now remember that the first one was Dr. No back in 1962. And who played that part?
Wasn't that Sellers, wasn't it? Peter Sellers?
No. We're going the serious side here, the 007 movies, the Ian Fleming.
I thought Peter Sellers did actually play a 007, John.
He did, in a comedy movie, Steve.
I didn't think it was comedy. Okay, then I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I'm thinking here because I'm thinking there's Roger.
There's Roger Moore. He came later. There was also the guy that was a TV actor.
Yeah, that's the newest one. Yeah.
No, he's gone by the wayside because he got too old. The newest one is getting too old to play James Bond. But the original James Bond in, you know, Fireball and Dr. No and Goldfinger.
Okay. Tell me.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery? Yeah. I'm drawing a blank. I was thinking Roger Moore. Okay.
Okay, he came later. There were several different 007s. Let's not get hung up on that. Steve, I'm driving to a point here. How people can be manipulated. Now, everybody wanted to see a James Bond movie. You see what this guy does? Wow. He was a hired assassin for the respective English government, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And everybody sat in the theaters across America going, applauding a Willy Wet team member going around, and, of course, murder was sanctioned by their various governments. You don't think that was conditioning?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So people can be molded to believe certain things, or the inferences are there, or some kind of, I don't know, some kind of convoluted connection to reality they somehow discover through cinema. I don't know. You know, you can count the number of movies that were worth a damn that you and I, from our perspective of being, what, I'm lost for a term here. But, you know, true American movies that you and I would consider, like, looking at that going, you know, that's an important movie because it deals with reality.
Well, John, let's go back to that comment that Mike Pompeo made coming out of the Naval Academy where they had high standards and everything. And he has a studio audience here. He's being interviewed, and he talked about how there was morals and values and an honor code in the academy. Once he left the academy, went into the CIA, is where he learned to lie, steal, and cheat. And the studio audience laughed. They thought it was funny and hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something very strange about that. People weren't horrified to hear, wait a minute, we have somebody in government here who actually admits to lying, stealing, and cheating. It didn't add murder, because they do that too. The CIA does that very well. But the studio audience laughed, and they thought that was funny. I'm blown away that nobody said, wait a minute here. Are you serious? You're telling on yourself that this is what you guys do in CIA? Nobody makes a stink about it. Nobody in media will pick that up and talk about it. But the studio audience laughed. They thought it was comical. That was funny.
Mm.
Can you explain that, John?
No.
I can't either. What has happened that people do not stand up for the good? I mean, come on. He just admitted lying, stealing, cheating, and he is in government now. And now I'm supposed to listen to him on TV to say, oh, he's being upfront. He's being honest with us. You just told on yourself, and now I'm supposed to trust you.
And this is the problem I'm having with this, and we've got a right to choose, don't we? Well, even if you choose not to make a choice, well, guess what? You've still made a choice. But our choices are Republicans or Democrats. you know, we've done the independent run, Constitutional Party, this, that, and the other, but, you know, that's like the Guidos and the Genoveses, the third guys show up on the block, let's just get together and kill them, and then we'll go back to business as usual. And that's generally how it is. But now we have people that seem to be confused, because if I were a Republican sitting on any one of these committees, I would have a veritable field day with these clowns now cleaving to the Constitution of the United States, which is, I don't know, I can't even think of a proper analogy here, that you're cancerous and, oh yeah, I know this chemotherapy is bad, so let's double and triple it up. Mm-hmm. You know, in order to kill the cancer, you're going to kill yourself in doing it.
Much.
The treatment, if the disease doesn't kill you, the treatment certainly will. Yeah. And what do we have in Washington, D.C.? If I were seated on one of those committees, and I have not only the people sitting on those committees, but all of these useless supposed witnesses that didn't hear anything, didn't see anything, and is only going by word of mouth, and there's collusion in Russia, and now they've painted Russia again as the bad guys. I myself would much rather have Vladimir Putin as president rather than Donald Trump, but that's just my personal choice. Because this ex-KGB guy found out that people will support liberty and freedom a hell of a lot faster than they'll support an old communistic regime. They had to keep those people in check, didn't they? When you got a people that absolutely adore their president, you don't have to keep them in check. Because you see the president is doing the things that you consider to be morally and ethically right. Mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin almost single-handedly restored Christianity in Russia. Is it any wonder that the neocons had always needed a bad guy, a fallback bad guy, and the Democrats, they're all pointing to Russia, these evil people? Oh, my God. How twisted things have become. People are not getting the news, so when they see something crop up, Steve, they can't objectively look at it and go, okay, what category do I put this in? The non-BS category or the pure BS category?
Yeah.
They don't know. They can't choose because they don't have enough salient, truthful information in order to make up their minds. That's the whole point of taking over the medias in this country.
Right. You know, John, I sometimes wonder if Donald Trump would have got himself out of all this chaos, all this impeachment trial and all this stuff, had he just said to the American people. Now I'm not necessarily believing all the numbers that were being told, the economic numbers. I don't think you believe them either, but somebody is, because they're preaching the numbers and they're beating their chests. The mainstream media is not saying no, they're not true. So that means they are true. Why wouldn't he just come out and say, you know what, I don't need to go so low to use dirty tactics to win against Joe Biden. My record speaks for itself. The economy is doing well. People are going back to work. Emphasize the good that he's done with the economy and say it's not necessary. We're doing great with the economy, so why would I have to stoop so low? I think he should have come out and said that from the very beginning and not play this little back and forth game. I mean, he did. There is no quid pro quo. I agree, there's not. But simply emphasize that the economy and the markets, if you want to believe all these things, simply emphasize those, because the mainstream media is not challenging those numbers.
And what
and
I would
say, I don't need to do these things to beat Joe Biden. I do not need to stoop so low to beat Joe Biden.
Steve,
look at the economy, people.
Yeah. This is exactly the reason why I've been would have been doing my own town hall meetings, done an end round against the medias, done my own, I don't know, they... Franklin Delano Roosevelt did it during the Great Depression, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He had fireside chats. So if you're the president of the United States and you know the Zionist-controlled media is in this country, they want you buried whether you did something wrong or not is your first clue. And I would have supported myself by going directly to the American people, addressing them from the Oval Office, looking and speaking presidential and doing presidential things. And I would have went directly to the American people and said, look, he doesn't have to go over the top, doesn't have to name names, just the agenda that's being pushed. Because, Steve, you and I talked about this prior to the show today. What choice have we been given? to run to the Republicans that want to go kill more people in the Middle East, that want to ignore the Constitution just as badly as the Democrats do? They're at war with the American people.
Yes.
And they have been for a very, very long time. But it's okay, because it's a balance, isn't it? What was the argument when they started all this stuff, Steve? They started all of this stuff. Well, we got to strike a balance between our constitutional liberties and security. No, we don't. Because one doesn't necessarily have to adopt the other. And when you do that, you've dissolved the former and you've made it into the latter, your grand democracy. I say hang the bastards. But no, not violently. Public trials. Then they get the chance to use their lawyers to try to save their own skin. And in the meantime, let me grab my hammer and saw and my nails. I'll be out back building the gallows.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, where do we go from here? There's 40 counties in this country, ladies and gentlemen, that have declared themselves to be gun sanctuary counties. All right. A house divided cannot fall. So how many counties do we have in this country? Over 3,000? So now we got 40 gun sanctuary counties. I don't think that's I don't think that's fair to you, Steve.
No.
I think everybody ought to step up to the plate and declare themselves to be sanctuary or non-sanctuary counties and on the issues of immigration and on down the line. See, these things were never really questioned before, but now everything is brought into question. And people are scratching their heads going, you know, I listen to the program every day and I consider myself to be informed. No, you're just in midstream right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody is.
Well, John, I'd like to see all 50 states have abide by and honor the constitutional carry myself.
I don't know if there is a constitutional carry because now you're starting.
There are in some states. There are some states. Yeah.
No, but that's
and
the state.
I know my next door neighbor that lives in Maine. He doesn't have to have a license, constitutional carry. He can carry a firearm on his side as long as he has no criminal record. He can carry.
Well, and see, you're describing Vermont gun law, and isn't that fascinating?
I like it.
Isn't that fascinating that Vermont says, you know, you don't have to register anything. You don't have to. You know, there's no permission slips here. You can carry what you want, where you want, however many times you want. You can make the choice to carry or not to carry.
Right.
Your choice.
Well, I'd like to see their crime statistics for that state. I'd like to see that.
Non-existent.
No, I'm actually going to make a note of it right now. Vermont. I'm going to look up crime statistics.
Remember that little city in Georgia that required years and years and years and years ago? Required their citizens to have firearms. You know what the crime rate in that little town was? Zilch. It's the same for the entire state of Vermont.
Yeah, I would think so.
But here is the problem for the criminal in Vermont. Use a firearm in the commission of a felony, God help you, because the sword of Damocles is going to, it's certainly going to swing over your scrawny neck, and so with the full weight of the state.
Right.
Now, this is, and if you want politically diverse, whew, man, you think New York City is, or Maine, or whatever, try Vermont. This is where a lot of 60 hippies went to go do maple syrup and whatever else. But they haven't stopped it there. Because they adopted the attitude of live and let live, let's live by the law, and let's give that a try. Well, the people up there that don't believe in firearms are still protected by those that do, and who is only worried about this? The criminals themselves. See, but we can't have discussions such as that, Steve, because that's just not practical. We don't have the opportunity to get in there and tweak the balance between constitutionality and your safety. And don't think for a minute that the state and federal government isn't there and they consider 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, your safety and how much it means to them personally. If you believe that, you'll vote for Hillary Clinton or maybe Donald Trump the second time around. I don't know. We'll see what happens in the second presidency. I said to you before the show today, do you remember the Saturday Night Live thing, Let's Kill Gary Gilmore for Christmas?
Actually, I don't remember that.
It happened.
I know Gary Gilmore, who he was.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised the Democrats haven't started a chant, Let's Kill Donald Trump for Christmas. And with that, we'll take top of the hour break. Invite your calls next hour.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.